escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We don't anticipate that.
One of the greatest lines of all time.
If I'm not mistaken, that was involving, I believe, Guam. This was years ago. It was a hearing in Washington, D.C. That was an actual lawmaker saying that he feared that the island of Guam, I believe it was Guam, would become so overpopulated that the island would tip over. And there was a four-star admiral who had to lean into his microphone without laughing and say, we don't anticipate that happening. Largely because it's impossible.
We don't anticipate that.
We don't anticipate that.
Do not anticipate that.
Islands, Mr. Congressman, do not tip over.
I thought islands floated.
They don't float. They do not float.
Alaska's not floating?
No. Alaska is the one island that does not float.
Precisely.
Exactly. The Chiefs and George
Karloftis
have agreed to a contract extension. It is 4 years, $93 million. 62 of that is guaranteed.
Good. Oof. I love him.
Wow.
Kansas City Royals are at Chicago tonight, 7:05 p.m. Did you see the fan that caught John Rave's first home run, which was about a week ago? And I don't know if the fan was a Royals fan or the opposing team, so I don't remember. But the Royals basically said, if you give us John Rave's very first home run ball, so he can have this, his first major league home run,
sure,
we will give you signed bats, signed jerseys, a personal meet and greet. Like, they listed like 10 things we will give you if you just give the ball back. I would just give them the ball. I really would.
You wouldn't want the goods?
No, I wouldn't. I would feel guilty stealing something that meant so much.
You didn't steal it. He gave it
to the player. Well, not specifically to me. I just happen to be sitting in the outfield and I've got a good arm or glove or whatever. So I catch it. He didn't mean for me to have it and keep it. Like, I think most fans would do the right thing. Now, if you're talking a career home run, shattering records, you know, it's worth
You better come with some money.
You better write a check.
Right. So if it's the opening home run ball, the first ever rookie home run ball, and they become Aaron Judge, that ball's worth a lot of money.
It's going to be.
But you're also rolling the dice that player doesn't, you know, maybe the player gets injured or flames out and never plays again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would definitely give the ball back. But
the right price.
Yeah, but I would want something in exchange.
For a John Rave home run, he's a great player.
Well, you know, and I'll be honest, this is not me trying to toot my own horn. I have caught two foul balls in my life.
Have you really?
Well, I can't say that I caught them. They were at the same game, and I went with Tim Grunhard, and he had seats in the front row off to the like if you're facing the pitching mound as a batter, it was off to the right. And it was just where
before they put the fences
it was,
up.
It was where the netting ended.
Yeah.
Right. And so there were two foul balls that hit the back wall and rolled all the way down. And I had the very last seat on the far right.
Oh, no way.
Tim was sitting to my left.
And there was no little kid around you that would have the ball.
So I reached down and on those, I didn't catch them. I grabbed them. And on those two foul balls, I reached over the brick wall and just grabbed the ball off the field.
Yeah.
Now, I gave both of them away to little kids that were sitting around. I would never, if there was a kid sitting in my section, there is no way I'm keeping a foul ball unless it's, you know, a record-setting home run or something like that.
The fan, by the way, who caught the ball was attending his first baseball game ever. Huh. He's from Italy.
Huh.
Had never been to a baseball game. He got four autographed baseballs, four autographed caps, and baseball hats. And a fan and a friend also, like whoever was in his party, got to meet Rave after the game. Absolutely. Absolutely give it back.
Yeah, that would be worth it for me. What, you have something to say?
I was going to say hold out for more.
Sam, you should do the right thing. It's baseball. You should do the right thing.
Speaking of baseball, Aaron Judge hit the first home run of his Major League Baseball career the day after Alex Rodriguez retired. Now the two are tied on the Yankees' all-time home run list. Judge hit his 351st career homer in a 4-2 win over the Braves on Sunday, moving into a tie with A-Rod for sixth place in Yankees history. Now, to Sam's point, I mean, Aaron Judge is a superstar. May go down as one of the greatest Major League Baseball players of all time. What if you had caught his very first home run?
Then I would say, let's have a discussion about the value of this piece of property.
Wow.
Let's switch to soccer really quick. Do you know Ted Lasso is not only filming, but it's filming here right now?
I didn't know they'd already started.
A friend of mine just texted they are filming on the plaza today.
Really?
And then they also filmed at Gates over the weekend. Did you hear there was a Keeley spotting? Keeley Jones? Yes. There was a Keeley spotting at Gates. So they're here.
I'll be darned.
Oh, yeah. And apparently one of the waitresses at Gates got to play a waitress at Gates. Isn't that so fun?
Really?
May I help you? Yeah.
So, does Carrie know her role yet?
Yeah. Has Carrie, has Carrie gotten the script?
No.
She go with 9-9?
A whole lot of people thought they were
going
to get...
Is that how many dollars she had to spend?
A call to star in that show that did not.
Have you talked to her about it?
Listen to this. Sunday was a usual day of work.
Didn't hear a yes
or
no.
Beatrice Hooker deflection. At Gates Barbecue.
Total deflection.
The 30-year-old employee and current supervisor at Gates said she was a natural when she filled in as a waitress during filming with Warner Brothers.
Did Hooker, you have to pay taxes on that $99?
Hooker and Gates only confirmed working. here it is. Look, they're at Gates. It just says we're not in Richmond anymore. From Apple TV, season 4 is now in production. They are sitting
look at that.
At a booth at Gates.
Who else is there? It's
Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah, and who are the two guys? Can you make them out?
It looks like Keeley. It looks like maybe Sudeikis on the right, and then her admin on the left. The guy with the glasses that's British.
Oh,
that's
the nerd.
The nerd, yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm sad I missed it.
This is so cool. Gates? This is so cool.
Does it say?
Oh, I assume the original.
Did Carrie miss it too?
I am not going to go there. She has had a very stressful week. Her plane almost crashed. I'm not going to tell her.
Did you at least tell her?
You didn't get a part. No.
You have not talked to her?
It never came up. I'm sure she knows by now. It never came up.
That she's out $50.
I'm not going to bring it up.
99.
Is it $99?
I don't know if she paid or not. I don't know. Some of you did. She had to just walk into Gates and be like, I'm here. I was told I was a pedestrian. I would rock the role of pedestrian.
So there are bad weeks, and I love Carrie. I mean, she had a bad week. Amazing.
She had a bad week.
But her week last week, I don't know that anybody could have a worse week.
She was in Idaho for 3 days. We'll leave it at that.
Well, but I think she liked being in Idaho.
She ended up at Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Wyoming, that is correct.
Which, adjacent.
Well, she had to go into Idaho to go over to Jackson Hole.
Her photos of Jackson Hole are
stunning. Yeah.
Wow.
Really something. All right, 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Text line 7188. Alaska is not an island. It is attached to Canada.
Now, stop talking sense.
7188, you need to get yourself a map or a globe and look for yourself. Alaska is an island.
Well, not a globe. The globe will lie and show it up there next to Canada. But a flat map of just the United States.
Thank you.
You will see it is surrounded by Mexico and water.
That is correct.
Thank you. Setting them straight.
It's down by Baja, California.
Right. Speaking of crazy.
Right there.
I found this last night.
I'm looking at the map.
Above Hawaii.
And when I first read this, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to bring this up on the show or not. But now Scott has admitted he might be starting to let a thought creep into his head about adding to their family.
We're thinking about
getting a fur baby.
We're thinking about getting a dog. Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So here's the story from Wirecutter. I took my dog to a psychic.
I'm out.
And I think it actually may have worked.
Okay.
When I look into my dog's soulful brown eyes, says Anne-Marie Conti, it's hard to know what he's thinking about me. Buddy is a near constant presence in my life. He follows me from room to room, lingers underfoot in the kitchen, cuddles on the couch as I brain rot on reality TV. I wonder if he's not so silently judging me. When he sighs and tosses me some side eye, is he actually happy here? Does he even like me? Thanks to Nina LeSusan, a vet tech turned pet communicator. Now I know, or at least I think I know. During our 30-minute Zoom session, Nina said, and I quote, "You're always so happy and trying to stay so positive. He really loves that about you." During the 30-minute session, Nina acted as a conduit between Buddy's thoughts and feelings and my innumerable questions about his health and mental well-being.
Okay, let me stop you for just a second. Buddy only has three thoughts. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm hungry. When are they coming home? And man, I gotta poop. Those are his three thoughts.
I first became interested in seeing an animal communicator. That's what they're called, animal communicators.
Got it.
After I listened to one of Rachel Dratch's podcast. And I mentioned it to a coworker who told me he'd recently attended a session with this woman, Nina, and had a great experience. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to better understand my relationship with Buddy and how he thought his life could be improved.
You own him. He's your pet.
So during the video call,
I figured that one out.
Buddy had some wild requests via Nina, like, "I want to ride on a big boat."
He never thought that.
We are not boat people. Have I been watching too much Below Deck around him? There were also more modest suggestions from her, such as, "I'd like a bully stick by the fireplace before I die." She writes, "This tracks completely. In his early days, he would resource guard high-value treats like bully sticks and hooves, so we stopped giving them to him." Uh-huh. Nina sent me a video recording of our time together. I reviewed it to make a list of Buddy's most attainable wants and needs. And then she goes to say she consulted with somebody else about something. Here's the deal. People are spending money trying to have some sort of better understanding of their pet's thoughts and feelings. That is a fact, Scott.
Well, I don't deny that.
You know, pet stuff is a multi-bajillion dollar industry every year.
Of course it is. Here's the deal, though. Like, now I'm actually starting to feel sorry for if we do end up getting a dog, whatever dog we end up getting, I almost feel sorry for that dog now, because all I'm going to do is love it and care for it,
yeah,
and pet it,
yeah,
and throw a ball to it.
Yeah.
And I don't really care what the dog is thinking, because dogs... Here's the problem.
You know that dogs have feelings. They can be sad.
Sure, they can be angry. Clearly, they can love.
They can be super happy. Look at that tail wagging.
Sure, but I think what we're really getting at here is people trying to humanize something that's not human. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I want to know what my dog is feeling.
They do understand some words.
They have the vocabulary understandability of a three-year-old.
Okay.
They understand sounds, tones.
Okay.
So if you try to teach them too many words that start or end with the same tone,
right,
they're going to conflate them.
It's always been my understanding regarding dogs that, Sam, to your point, it's a good one, that they understand tone, right? So you could say to your dog, "Good boy, good boy."
Right.
And it's that light, fluffy kind of tone that they react to, where you could also say to your dog, "Good boy, good boy."
Yeah.
And even though
they'll recoil with their tail between their legs,
because they react to your tone more than they react to your words. You could say, "Bad boy, you're a bad boy," and they think you're giving it a compliment.
But it's also like, go outside and go for a ride. Both end in "I'd." The dog will always get excited, and it will decide what you want it to do by which way you walk.
In this case, the pet communicator did tell the owner that Buddy demands better mealtimes and snacks.
He demands it?
Like dumping some food in a bowl and not thinking twice about it. That's so yesterday.
Did you mention a price?
Today you can get kibble toppers, frozen food, homemade meals.
She has an affiliate selling on Amazon for these kibble toppers.
Mm-hmm.
You can get kibble toppers, but use my link.
He also asked her to please put a non-slip surface under his bowl to prevent him from sliding on the floor when he eats.
Check out my Amazon links on that one, too. Great options.
How much does this cost?
This does not say, but we can look it up. I guarantee you it's $100.
I'll tell you.
Is it $100?
How long do you think $100 will get you?
He wants to buckle up for safety. Buddy told his owner, "Please get me an appropriate car carrier so that I'm safe in the car."
So depending on who you go to, $100 can get you 3/4 hour. It can get you half an hour, Scott.
Yeah.
Or for the more advanced pet communicators, animal communicators, whatever you want to call them, this one goes by doctor, $100 an hour.
$100 an hour.
Sorry, $100 for 15 minutes.
How can they know?
15 minutes.
How can they know via Zoom what is going on with you or your dog? Now, the woman did say to the girl, you're a very positive person. Well, you can tell that about me in 5 minutes, couldn't you, Scott?
Yes.
Unless I'm having a stressful day.
Yes.
You could tell. And do you think when they make the appointment, they look at your Facebook page?
Guaranteed. They're a psychic. They have to find something to talk to you about because they're not getting it through. I don't even know what to call it. I
dog God.
I think these things Amen. Are such hogwash, for lack of a better term.
No, that's a different service. The hogwash.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. true. But I just, you know, like when I used to go to, and I haven't been in years, but when we would go to the Renaissance Festival.
Uh-huh.
And they would have card readers there.
Yeah,
and palm
the
readers.
Tarot card readers.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done it. I've watched people do it, and I guess if you're only doing it for entertainment, then who really cares?
Right,
right. You're not hurting anybody. They're not hurting
well,
you.
Well, but I think there are people that take it very seriously.
And I find Michael Mackey with his yeah. medium. He, you know, sadly she passed last year, I think it was.
Well, she was the same one that I had the experience with, and she knew
stuff.
What she was doing.
Sam said she knew stuff, Scott.
She knew what she was doing. There are people out there that have a sense of clairvoyancy.
I agree with that.
And you think that she was able to reach out into another world?
I don't believe that at all. I do believe there are people that are more in tune to the universe than other people.
Huh.
How did she know to say those three very specific things about my life without even knowing who I was? I wasn't even supposed to be there. It's not like I signed up. She
did you ever write about it on Facebook or?
Nope. Huh. One of them had happened less than 24 hours before.
The one thing is with Sam's case, he did not sign up to go. He just went. So there was no farming him. I don't know.
And it was an uncle of yours, wasn't it?
It was my sister's dad.
Your sister's dad. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And she somehow touched into another world. Is that what you're saying?
She spoke to him. Yeah.
And used his words.
She delivered messages on his behalf.
And this is your sister's dad.
Correct.
What was your connection with him? What was your relationship?
Very close.
You were very close to your sister's dad.
Mm-hmm. He was there my entire life. She's 4 years older, so.
Got it. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586.
Look, someone's calling in. We didn't even ask them to.
7798.
They're a clairvoyant. Take that call, Sam.
They know that we want to talk to them.
Stop.
About clairvoyance.
Now you guys are just poking fun.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
We're not poking fun. I am hurt.
Can you
sense that?
I believe there are people out there that think and can communicate on a different plane than the average man.
So you're saying that they can communicate with the fourth dimension?
No, I don't think that's what it is. But I think that there are people that are more in tune to feelings and colors and emotions.
Have you ever been to a medium?
No.
Would you ever go to a medium?
Yes.
You would go?
I would absolutely do it because just if for no other reason to talk about it on the show and be like, I did this. This is what they say. Because I want to know, but I'm not going to go to one of those ones where they're farming my Facebook because I bought a ticket. I want to just
like the John Edward guy.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. I'm getting someone. It's a John, Jim, James, David. Yes.
Right.
No, I want to just walk in randomly. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I do for a living. Like, I just want to walk in somewhere on vacation and just let's do it.
And
keep in mind, she got his first and middle name.
That's crazy.
And what was his first name?
Joseph Howard. At first, she said Joseph, and I was like, there's so many Josephs in this
Correct.
World. I'm not raising my hand. She goes, what about a Joseph Howard? And I was like, well.
Okay.
Darn it.
All right, that one's me.
And then she used three specific words.
She talked to me for about 10 minutes, and there were three specific things that she keyed
on. Do you remember what they were?
Well, one was we were down at the lake celebrating the 10-year, not celebrating, but commemorating the 10-year since his death.
Mm-hmm.
And she had mentioned something, literally something that we had done at the house that we were at the lake right before I left the lake to drive to this event.
Huh. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When you're ready to feel old, this song is 40 years old. Released in 1985.
I don't feel old.
I don't feel old. I'm only 28. We're talking about this story in the New York Times. The dog psychic. And she will easily drain your wallet and then talk to your dog on Zoom.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't bring helpful information to people. I'm going to be honest. I have more of a tolerance for kicking someone $50 who understands pet behavior, not, well, I'm thinking I would really like you to take me to Starlight tonight. You know, not that, but pet behavior. What does the tail wag mean? What does this mean? This is how you know he's stressed out, because jumping can either be excited or stressed. Like, I'm way more okay with giving someone $50 for that.
Yeah.
Than the John Edwards, where those, and I do believe some of those stadium selling out people are really preying on
your vulnerability,
yep, and your grief when you so badly,
yep,
want to hear from your late father or mother or, you know, child. My God.
And let me say this, though, regarding psychics, and then we'll get to the phones here in just a second. Leroy, hang tight. 913-586-7798. But this isn't just about, like, a dog psychic. Like, her telling the the owner of that dog, he wants a non-slippery padding underneath his water bowl. I mean, come on.
Right.
Give me a break. But, you know, when it comes to like mediums and psychics or whatever, I desperately want to believe. I want to, right? I would love nothing more than if I did believe in it, and I don't, and there was somebody really credible like Michael Mackey's medium, who also met with you, Sam, I would love more than anything to go in and meet with somebody who I honestly believed had a connection and I was hearing from my father. I would love it. And for him to tell me, I'm doing fine, son.
But
don't
I think
worry
there are
it.
People out there who know that you would love that and how badly you want that. And that's where I get uncomfortable in a way that with the pet thing, if I'm going to kick you $50 for you to tell me that
your dog wants a mat underneath the
upgrade their food, to me that there's really no harm in that. And I feel like the way there could be harm in taking advantage on with the other stuff.
Keep in mind, though, I am a non-believer. I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
I'm
raised Catholic.
You said you were freaking out when you came back from that thing.
I was raised to believe that if there is a, quote, medium who can talk to the other side, they're talking to the devil.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is what I was raised to believe. And then I sat there and she told me those things and I was like,
What?
Well, I know he's not down there, so.
Right. But that for me to move into the category of I believe what's coming out of your mouth, you're going to have to tell me something really deep.
Yeah.
Something that only
that nobody else would know.
My brother and my mother and I would know. You know, it's you're going to have to get really deep. My thought, though, Sam, and we'll get to the calls here in just a second, but I do find this stuff fascinating. If this medium who you think may have connected with your sister's dad, okay, why can't the channel of communication be more clear? Not is there a Joseph,
right?
Is there a Joseph Howard, and then you know she tells you three things that she should not have known.
The theory, and again, I'm no professional, so I can't really explain it very well, but the idea being that there are these voices constantly everywhere you go in connection to people around.
Right. We're just not listening.
It is a separate dimension. I mean, you made light of it. The fourth dimension, whatever you want to call it, spirits are there, and they are talking. We just don't know how to tap into it.
Or our heads are in our phones.
But if she could tap into it, why couldn't she speak more...
It's like you're in a crowded bar and everybody's talking at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leroy in North Kansas City. Leroy, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love listening to y'all talk any time of the day.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks. All right. So first, let me say I definitely agree with everything that you guys have said. Just like you, Scott, I desperately want to believe in any kind of medium for that matter. I want to, but where's the proof? But back to the dog part of it. I agree. That's just selling people's hopes up, making money on some dumbness. And I mean, really, come on. But let me float this question. Let's say Cesar Millan or Dog Daddy or any of these world-renowned dog connectors, if you will.
Yeah.
What if they came out and said that they could do something along the lines? And I don't mean, hey, give me a non-slip man out of my bowl because, yeah, that's ridiculous. But something on the more serious level. What if Cesar Millan or Dog Daddy came out and said, yeah, in person, I can relate to your dog and tell you what they're really thinking and wanting from you on a spiritual level. What would you think?
I'm about to lose some money.
Right. Yeah, me too, Leroy. I don't buy it, but I don't necessarily think there's a lot of harm in it. Now, let me tell you this, Leroy. If you're rich and you don't know what to do with your money and you are flushing thousands of dollars a week on this, then I think you're being taken advantage of. I would say that.
Agree.
All right, man. Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Monday. Hope your weekend was good. My thing is this. I was telling Sam, I had a dog. His name was Scooter. Rest in peace, buddy. He was about 14, and when I was still living with my folks, we would have to give him doggy Valium. Whenever we had thunder and lightning in the by the house, I mean, he would just shake. And so we gave it to him, and he calmed down after that. The female that we had, Snicky, I mean, she was fine, but he was just a hot mess. And I know that we do as much as we can for our pets. I mean, some go to extremes when it comes to surgery and everything. Mm-hmm. But unless it's like abandoned hope, then I would say get something like a pet psychologist. I mean, I don't know if there's someone that's like, you know, sits on the lawn, the dog whisperer, that kind of thing. But I mean, seriously, I don't get that whole entire thing. I mean, if there's a medium, if I wanted to have a medium, the only person I would probably talk to is either my dead folks or my dead wife. And I mean, if it gets to that point with a pet, I mean, so be it. But I'm not shelling out $100 or more for someone that can tell me whether this dog is sad or whatever. Look into their eyes, and then you can, you know, if you're fairly well educated, yeah. then go that way.
Yeah. The only thing, this is back to one of Dana's points just a few minutes ago. When I first got Stella, 16 years ago, she was just out of being a puppy, and I would have paid somebody, not a lot of money, but some money, to tell me the one thing about her I never could figure out. I can make an educated guess, but when she was younger, I subscribed to the Wall Street Journal, and they would throw the newspaper in the lawn every morning at Roland Park, yeah. And when I would go in the door with the newspaper rolled up and in the little plastic sleeve, she would run, like scared to yeah. death. And all I could think of is whoever had her first must have beaten her with a newspaper.
Yep. Or smacked it to scare her or
right.
something.
And so what I ended up doing was every morning when I would go out to get the paper, I would either read it on the front porch or just throw it in my car and bring it to work. I never took the paper into the house anymore because it freaked her out and she hated it. Second she saw that newspaper, she ran.
And I think with mediums, it would be interesting if there could be a trustworthy payment option of, like, if your mind is blown, this is the value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there are ones that will take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will take advantage of your deep desire to connect with your father, and, right. and they'll take your money because of that. And there are ones who will actually be able to grant you that connection and are worth the money at that point, right?
913-586-7798, 586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. By the way, you were mentioning Keely Jones from Ted Lasso was spotted in town at Gates Barbecue.
Yes.
Today is her 36th birthday.
Aww,
real name is
Juno
Temple.
Not Juno.
Uh-huh. Juno Temple, yeah. Today is her birthday. Story here. A now settled lawsuit alleges a surgeon and an anesthesiologist.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Played a music bingo game during a routine eye surgery, which caused them to miss critical signs that the patient was no longer breathing.
They are accused of playing a game.
Music bingo.
During eye surgery.
Correct.
And the guy died, didn't he?
He did die.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a surgery so common that nearly 4 million people receive this surgery in the United States every single year.
Is it LASIK?
I believe it is.
I mean, I know we need to focus here. Music bingo. What were they thinking?
Says Chris Ryder, we weren't thinking. There was a whole lot of risk. Ryder was even told there was no need for her to stay while they did the surgery on her husband's. It was a cataract surgery, by the way.
Okay.
They said I needed to go. I could go do an errand. I could go do whatever, and they would call me when it was over.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, when they go in, I have not had eye surgery. It's one of those things I'm afraid of. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. But when they go in, is it possible they are staring so, like, they're right down in your business through a microscope or whatever, staring at your eyeball.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't necessarily be looking at whether your chest was moving up or moving down. But then I thought, if you stop breathing, wouldn't the blood vessels do something weird in your eye, Sam, to like signal that this person is no longer breathing?
Let me do a Google search.
But wait,
real quick.
Sam, when you are deceased, there are signs of that in your eyeball.
Okay.
Like, how deeply into music bingo were they?
Apparently pretty deep. It says here they noticed abnormal vital signs 11 minutes into the cataract surgery. They sent him
was
off.
Was it a robot doing the surgery?
No, it was a doctor and an anesthesiologist, and they were playing some game called Music Bingo. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know how this happens with an anesthesiologist there, because their entire job is to monitor you the entire time. And you know, I just had my procedure a couple weeks ago. You've got that little thing on your finger, on your pointy finger.
The pupils dilate.
It will show that you stop. Your heart is not bumping anymore.
It's called beating?
Yeah.
Beating.
Corneas become cloudy. And the eyes eventually appear sunken. But that is from over time.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Is that Ring doorbell on your phone?
I just got it while you were gone. I just got Ring doorbell while you were gone.
It's going nuts.
I cannot figure out how to turn off the notification. I promise you I will by tomorrow.
Please.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
I offered to do it.
And
she did not take
your
me
your parents would read you a book, but it had a record with it, a record player. And it was like Jungle Book. And when it was time to turn the page, you would hear this ring.
Oh, no, I've heard it all afternoon.
And so now that ring thing goes off and I think, oh, it's time to turn the page. Ring.
Can't you just silence your phone?
I've tried. I don't know how to do it. Sam will do it tomorrow, I promise.
But like if somebody were to call right now, it wouldn't ring.
It's very soothing. It's a very soothing noise. Ring.
I know, but it's been going on for 4 hours.
I know.
It is not soothing for us.
Sam, you can hear it over the air.
We
can
will
you
fix
not?
It tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I had some Amazon delivered today.
Apparently a lot of Amazon. Also celebrating birthdays today, Cat Stevens is 77, and actor Josh Hartnett is 47 today. Juno Temple, Keeley Jones from Ted Lasso is 36, as we mentioned. All right, we got to run. Bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.